All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday. Pretty a light agenda, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just been a continuing trend here this past month or so there of meetings there. Just not a whole lot of stuff going on, and certainly here we are, middle of December, and only one meeting for the month of December left, so that one being next week. So with the holidays fast approaching, it'll definitely wind down in a hurry here. So,
well, you have one. I think you mentioned this on the 26th. You won't have one.
No, because that would be a floating holiday for Christmas. So obviously the courthouse will be closed that day. So
same goes for January 2nd.
January 2nd also there.
So. All right. So it'll be a couple of weeks again until the next one,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it'll be a long stretch in there anyway. So,
all right, let's get to the agenda. Anything on citizens' comments?
We did actually have a gentleman present yesterday there. Ron Soden had stopped in. And I've been getting a lot of calls here over the last few weeks here. And he just wanted to voice his concerns on the possibility of solar farms coming into Red Willow County. I know Premier Energy has been pretty outspoken that they're wanting to apply for a zoning permit, conditional use permit to start a solar farm, and there's also discussions that have been pretty silent, but possibilities of a second solar farm out there too. So a lot of concerned citizens there, and Ron just wanted to voice his thoughts on the issue himself there. I know there's a lot of unanswered questions as far as, you know, the potential environmental issues that go along with any types of projects of this nature, with the batteries and different things that go along with it. He just felt like even the fact that they're using George Norris' name is kind of downgrading in a way. Most of this energy that would be produced won't even stay in our area. It's going to be transferred to eastern Nebraska, so you know, there's so many unanswered questions here. So, you know, the future county board is going to have some big decisions to make here. So,
review accounts payable claims.
And obviously the second Monday of the month when we pay the bulk of the claims. So certainly had a few claims to look at.
Also had visit Treasurer Crystal Dack, a report of collected and uncollected distress warrants.
That's correct. Crystal Dack, Red Willow County Treasurer, was in. And this was really just a report for us to file. She had one more collected or uncollected distress warrant that was filed, and the amount on that one was $306.75. So we had just reviewed that and placed it on file. It was accelerated taxes that have not been paid there.
You had a couple of items that we're skipping already to the consent agenda.
Yeah, can you believe that? Here we are, one item on the agenda, and then we're already almost wrapping it up there. But actually, four items on the consent agenda. Approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners meeting is an item we do each and every week. Approve accounts payable claims, as I related to earlier, second Monday of the month. More claims to pay, $214,005.53. The third item we need the chairman's signature on resolution number 1471, book 23, page 66, to transfer funds for the treasurer. What this was correcting an error. We needed to transfer funds from the general fund to the road fund in the amount of $25,023.07. And it had to do with an error that was made on the highway allocation funds that come in on a monthly basis there, and it was from last year. The fourth item was a resolution again, 1472. This one was the year-end certification for road superintendent. Chris Miller is the acting road superintendent for Red Willow County. Excuse me, and NDOT, Nebraska Department of Transportation, requires this annual certification to be done prior to 12/31 of each year. So this appointment was just verified and sent off to them. And then finally, wrapping it up, we had a correspondence item from the City of McCook, a notice of a hearing, and that hearing did, I know the Planning Commission met last night to hear that, and they'll go before the City Council, I believe, next Monday on the 19th. And it was in regards to a possible bed and breakfast house that has been bought and wants to be turned into a bed and breakfast, I guess. So, and then on reports, just two of them, and these are monthly reports that we receive all the time, district court clerk's monthly revenue report, and then the county clerk's monthly revenue report. So, yes, a 30-minute meeting again, Rich. So.
It flew by fast, didn't it?
It certainly did, and you know, looking at next week, I don't anticipate probably being a lot on that one either. It'll probably be a fairly short and quick meeting too, and then that'll be wrapping it up for the year, if you can believe that.
So. Yes, indeed, because again, off the 26th and then the first Monday of January as well.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, once again, the courthouse next week, then we'll get to the 23rd. Anything there as we get toward Friday?
Yeah, we should address that, and we certainly can touch on that again next week there. Mm-hmm. But the 23rd, county employees always get half a day off on Christmas Eve. Obviously, Christmas Eve is on a Saturday, so that will float back into half a day on Friday that the courthouse will be closed. So that afternoon of the 23rd, don't plan on going to the courthouse. And then, of course, on the 26th, it would be closed all day long. So,
all right. Just keep that in mind. Again, we'll hit that again coming up next week as well.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. County commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock. And again, the public is always invited to sit on in, can't they?
Yes, we certainly welcome people to attend. Just as yesterday, we did have a gentleman in as I spoke, just voicing some concerns, and certainly we appreciate that, because that's why we sit there.
All right. Have a great day. Bring on some more rain today. Why not?
Yeah, I'm guessing, looking at sky now, I mean, it's still pretty dark to the north, but I would say the rains are probably winding down, but I guess we'll see if we get a few snow flurries here later in the day.
Yeah, so. That low or whatever the front kind of circles around, maybe they'll circle around again and give us some more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible we'll get a little more moisture, but probably seen the bulk of it, I would guess anyway. So.